I will have to ruffle some feathers this week. Real bad, like a little chicken. I'm going to ruffle your feathers a little bit. Hi, friends. This week we're talking about being misunderstood and how it's a good thing, and also how to escape the trap of constantly trying to feel like you have to prove yourself. First analogy I'm going to hit you with. When have you ever heard of a storm asking for permission to hit? When have you ever heard of a fire asking or waiting for permission to burn? They don't. A storm is a storm. It's going to do what a storm does. It's not going to sit here and try to be understood so that it feels validated, that it can be what it is. Same thing with a fire. It's not going to sit here and ask, oh, can I light yet? It's not going to do that. For me, the way that this relates to being misunderstood is you're desperately looking to be understood so that you can finally feel like you have permission to be who you are. You gotta be like the storm. If you a storm, you just gotta be a fucking storm. You gotta hit when you're gonna hit. People are never gonna see, oh, a storm is being what it is, but it's damaging all this stuff. You need to care about people. And a storm is not gonna be able to sit here and convince people, you need to understand me. I'm not trying to destroy things. I'm just being a storm. I'm being what I am. A storm will never be understood to a point where it feels like it would be granted permission to be what it is. It's just gotta be a storm. So that is the basis for feeling misunderstood and trying to prove yourself. You're here to set a standard with your life. Your soul chose to come in and be who you are. You have no option but to be who you are. You don't need understanding from other people to do that. You're here to set a standard for your life, not earn permission to live your life. You know, easier said than done, I know. So let's go deep into the whole understanding of being misunderstood. The reason you don't want to feel misunderstood is because it fucking hurts. It's painful, isolating. It's not a good time. The real reason you want to be understood is because you feel like it's the only way to get to what you want. Whether you need a certain person's love or approval or anything you have to earn from somebody, like, oh, if you understand me, maybe then it'll be okay. There's the whole thing in your brain of it wrapped up with you have to have understanding from people to get what you want, and you don't. It's taken me a long time to learn this, but you don't fucking need nobody's understanding or approval to be who you are. And a step deeper is being misunderstood is an explanation for mistreatment. It's kind of like, okay, wait, people treat me bad, or this person doesn't love me or doesn't want me because they just don't understand me. It feels like a relief to have that kind of cross your head. It's like, if I can make them understand, I can get what I want. I can get the approval. I can get the love. And then you go into this whole cycle of trying to be understood by everybody, everything. Because there's that subconscious belief that, like, that's the only way to get to what you want. As much as this feels like an explanation to why you can't get what you want or get people to like you or care about you, it's not the truth. That's just your brain looking for control. Because if I can control people's perception and make them understand, then I'll gain what I want. That is a cycle you will get trapped in, and you will kill yourself trying to do it. It's like a storm. It's not going to sit here and explain to people why it's not meaning harm and why you should allow it to be what it is. A storm ain't gonna wait. It's just gonna rip the fuck through. It's gonna be what it is. And this is where that whole obligation of needing to prove yourself will come in and visit you, hang out with you. You'll constantly be feeling like you have to prove yourself. And you will lose yourself trying to prove yourself. And what I wish I knew sooner, you're not being yourself when you're trying to convince people of something or convince someone to like you or care about you and accept you. You get caught in this position of trying to prove what you want them to see. You're not living your life. You're not being yourself. All your attention and focus is stuck on whoever you're trying to convince of who you are. And if you are able to gain acceptance and get people to like you when you're trying to prove yourself, that's not the real you. It's how you're acting when you're trying to prove yourself. All your focus is on them. People gonna love when they're your sole focus and your whole life is revolved around proving something to them. They're gonna love the version of you when you're proving something, not the version of you when you're just being who you are. When you're catering to their emotions and who they are and their perception Everything's revolved around them. They're going to love that. They're going to love the version of you who's proving themselves. They're not going to love you as you are. And then anytime there's a doubt or a confirmation of, okay, I do see you for who you are. Subconsciously, they're going to set you up in a power play of you're going to be back having to prove it because they like how you act and they like how you treat them and revolve your life around them while you're proving who you are instead of being who you are. If you feel all kind of exhausted, tired, and obligated, like you're just like burnt out and over it, hi, this is where you're supposed to get to. You're not supposed to be proving yourself. You're supposed to be being yourself. I've fallen into this trap so many times. It is an absolute waste of energy, waste of everything. And you will never have to convince or persuade someone to treat you good or be nice to you and love you. You're never going to have to prove yourself as worthy of someone's love. If they're not going to treat you good, that's just who they are. They don't care about you. Proving yourself is going to be leading you to beating your head in the wall. It's not going to work. If you feel like you got to prove yourself to somebody, they don't see it. They're never going to see it. And it's because it benefits them to not see you for who you are. But the biggest point with this is their approval and their love is not what's holding you back from what you want. That's a dynamic set up in childhood. Because when you're a child, your primary caregivers, your parents, whoever the fuck is taking care of you, is your means of getting all the things you need. So staying in good standing with them, proving that you're good to your caregivers early on in life, sets you up with being good. Controlling their perception of me makes sure I get what I need. I get fed, I get loved, I get tucked into bed, I get taken care of. That's already in our brains to associate that, but we're grown now. That's not the truth of it no more. You don't have to gain someone's love to get what you want. You don't have to be understood and force people to perceive you in a way that you think they would want. You get way more out of life when you just be a storm and go get it. When I said it will benefit people to not see you for who you are, my last podcast episode, How to Stop Being Weak, I go into a lot of the psychological things that go on why people cannot see you for who you are. So go watch that if you haven't. I'll link it in the description. If you're listening to the audio version of this, I'll link the audio version. But come on YouTube, come look at me and shit. But if you are on the audio version, hit the download button. Helps me a ton. So the next point with the whole thing of being misunderstood, we understand why it hurts and why you want it. Now you're like, hey, I don't need it so bad. We're not fully there yet. Just wait. Your life does not require anyone's comprehension or justification. People who are truly free listen to and are governed by that voice inside themselves that tells them what they want their life to be like. They don't wait around for permission to live how they want to live and be who they want to be and be who they are. You don't have a choice but to be authentic. That's for another episode. We can get into that later, no? Literally, how fucking stupid is it to spend your life and spend your time trying to convince somebody that human beings all die at some point or that gravity exists? How fucking dumb. How much of a waste of time is that? And when I say you're not living, you're trying to prove something. You just got to let people sit in their own confusion. If somebody doesn't want to believe that all human beings are eventually going to pass and they don't want to believe in gravity, what is basing your life around trying to prove that going to do? You're going to sit there with them in their delusion and waste your entire life instead of being who you are and living your life and enjoying your life. You're going to be over here with this dumbass spending all your life force energy and all your time here trying to convince them of something. What's so bad about letting them stay confused? If they don't want to accept it, they're not gonna. Why do you take it as your responsibility to go and save them from their confusion? It's a waste of your time and it's a waste of your life. You're not living when you're trying to convince people and prove something. So get the fuck away from that. Why are you trying to convince people of what's true? If they don't want to see it, they don't want to see it. Go off and live your own life. From what I've learned, typically the people who are demanding an explanation of why you are how you are, why how you live is okay, when they're demanding an explanation, they're just testing your certainty about who you are and what you think and what you believe. And as soon as you go to defend yourself, you're admitting self-doubt. People who know the truth is the truth. I'm not going to sit here and fight with you about gravity. I'm not going to sit here and fight with you. about your sexuality being a choice. It's not a fucking choice. But let's use that example. For me and my sexuality, trying to prove to people that I never in this life would have chosen to be gay is pointless. Instead of me just going and living my life and being who I am, trying to sit here and convince people that I'm allowed to be gay and I'm allowed to live my life how I'm gonna live it, that's a waste. I'm not living. I'm trying to convince and prove shit. So you don't need people's understanding that sexuality is not a choice for you to go engage in whatever it is that you are or what you wanna be. Me trying to justify my sexuality is throwing my life away. I'm fighting to feel like I can be who I am for what? Whose approval do I need? Whose approval do you need to be who you are? It doesn't stop you from doing it. Okay, so somebody disapproves of something. Whoopee shit. Like I said, we're not children no more. You're not dependent on other people to give you what you need in this life. Because somebody rejects you, it ain't gonna kill you. It ain't gonna stop you unless you let it. And that's a covert way of letting it stop you, is trying to prove that it's okay. You're not living your life. You're not being yourself. You're over here worried about being understood and being validated that you can be who you are. You're getting validated that you're allowed to be a storm. Storm ain't gonna ask for that. Storm is not gonna wait to go storm. Fire is not gonna wait to go light shit up. It's just gonna do it. It don't need justification, and neither do you. And whenever there's something about you that you cannot change, it's who you are. My soul chose to be gay. It chose everything about me that I can't control or change myself. Anything that's not an option, my soul chose it. And that's the way that I look at things. It's like, okay, instead of turning against all of the things about myself that I don't like, in regard to the things that I can't change, what's the point in sitting here trying to fight it? My outlook is, what can I do better? How is this thing that's been holding me back? And like, I've over here been thinking, this is why my life is awful. These things that I can't change about myself. Instead of sitting here freaking out and critiquing myself and stopping myself from living and being a human being, what can I actually do better because of these things that I can't get rid of? If you can't change it, it was chosen. So the perspective of, okay, why was it chosen? Going down that route has gotten me to where I am. Because sitting here and resisting my sexuality, for who and for what? I wouldn't have amounted to shit if I never fully accepted myself and went into it. And I can acknowledge, I fully could be dead ass wrong with saying the things that you can't change, your soul chose them. I could be wrong, but it feels better to think like this. It feels better to have this perspective. I tried the other one. It destroyed me. Going in this route, even if I'm wrong, life's fucking great compared to what it was when I was resisting myself. So even if I'm wrong, I'm successful. I look better than I ever thought I could. I'm achieving everything I want. I'm getting what I want. So even if I'm wrong, I don't give a fuck I'm wrong because it's working. Honestly, being understood is not your issue. And being understood, I've learned, is kind of like a confirmation that you're breaking through limitations of society. If you fit in and you're normal, congrats. You fit all of society's expectations. You're normal. Not a bad thing. If that's what you want, be it. If everything in line inside you falls with that, I'm envious a little, honestly. Because when you have to go against the grain and break limits and be things that aren't normal or the status quo, it comes with responsibility of being misunderstood, the isolation, the bullshit, everything I'm talking about. If you relate to what I'm talking about so far, you get exactly the point. But whenever you're misunderstood or you get rejected, I look at it now as a sign that I'm breaking a mold or I'm breaking an expectation or a limitation of society. I've broken through all of the norms. I should not be fucking sitting here, but I am. And it's only because I didn't look for approval to do what I wanted to do. I just did it. A lot of people looked at me like I was crazy. A lot of people looked at me like I was stupid. Like when I started this podcast and when I started making social media, people had all kinds of judgments and I didn't care I did it anyway. Now they ask for tips. They don't need to comprehend it for you to live and do what you want to do. Nobody has to comprehend anything about you for you to still do it. It's not a requirement. It's not going to hold you back because people reject you. Like I said earlier, you're not going to be stopped because somebody rejected you. Oh my God. I get hate comments all the time. Only thing that stops me is if I stop. Other people not approving of you don't fucking matter. People saying a storm is so bad is not going to prevent the storm from being a storm. Doesn't matter the criticism. It doesn't matter the misunderstanding. It is what it is. And it has no choice but to be that. And like I said, as a human being, if your soul chose to come in a certain way and with certain things about you, when you come in to this life, you don't have any option but to be authentic. And you got to be what you're going to be. And if you don't, good luck. I wouldn't be here if I didn't choose to just go for it without justification. Just basing it off of what I felt inside and what I knew, it's taken me so much further than any advice from anybody outside of me. That little voice inside you, when you have that internal sovereignty and you let that guide you and dictate your life and your choices, that's when life unfolds. That's where magic shit happens. That's where manifestation blows you away. A lot of people talk about manifestation like they have some fucking cheat code. It's like, girl, your little crystal didn't do nothing. It's that intuition. It's that higher self. It's that connection to like your purpose of being here and just following it, even if it seems nuts. You don't need the understanding from other people. You need to understand yourself and understand you don't have any other choice but to follow that. And I'm not saying the intrusive thoughts where you're like, oh, I'm going to go kill somebody. I have those too. Don't act on it. I'm not saying the intrusive thoughts. I'm talking about the authenticity and the intuition. And when you get ideas for things that just feel in alignment and it seems fucking crazy, but then you do it and everybody gags and it's better than you thought.
Right.
Okay, now I want to talk about a few things I've learned the hard way that lead to you being misunderstood more when you shouldn't be. Sometimes it's your responsibility, sometimes it's not. So one thing about me that's gotten me into a lot of trouble, and now I don't really give a shit, is speaking with an underlying expectation that people have the same characters and morals as me. When I talk about certain things, I say things kind of harsh, and it's just the way it fucking comes out. But the way that I speak is with the baseline, like, okay, yeah, I feel like we all understand basic human decency and respect and loyalty. And when people hear me say something, because I don't detail and describe every single aspect of my personality and my character and my beliefs, they nitpick the fuck out of it. And they try and paint me like I'm a certain way when I'm not. If you don't get it, you don't get it. My point there is clarification is needed sometimes, but because other people have a different moral compass and don't just understand all human beings deserve to be treated with basic respect and decency, I don't need to fucking sit here and tell everybody that every single time. If you don't operate with that, yeah, I'm not going to make sense to you. I say a lot of harsh shit, but it's always to help and protect you and look out for you from things I've been through. I've spent too much of my life this past year dealing with dumbasses, and I'm not going to spend no more of my life fighting you about it. I'm going to go live and just be me. If you don't get it, cool, because everybody else does. But the other angle I fell into of that is trying to force people to understand and like over-explain myself and prove myself so that I would stop being criticized and hated and ripped apart. And I thought it would get people to stop trying to paint me in the wrong light. It don't matter. Literally doesn't matter. As someone who did it, who has the experience of over a year of destroying myself, trying to prove it, don't waste your fucking time. I wasted a year of my life, okay? Do not waste another second of yours. People understanding you is not gonna make them stop attacking you. That's just something you gotta accept. Don't pay attention to it. Pay it no mind. Hey, fuck do you care? You don't need these people to stop hating you to go live your life and do what you want to do. Trust me, I'm the one in the hot seat. I can tell you. And the other thing I learned about being misunderstood and all this debacle is self-doubt is people's only real weapon against you. If they can get you to doubt yourself, they win. It's good to self-reflect and look at things, but other times you need to put on some fucking sunglasses, some nice dark ones with some tint where you don't see nothing. If you know who you are and you know why you're doing what you're doing, don't pay it no mind. Literally, leave it up to the people closest to you to check you if you need to be checked. People who don't know you don't understand, and you don't need them to understand. And the way that self-doubt is the only weapon is people cannot change you. People can't do that. What they have to do is make you doubt yourself, where you get your focus off of being yourself and get your focus on them and trying to convince a dumbass that gravity exists. They can't change you. They can just divert your attention off of being the storm or being who you are. And you feel like you have to prove yourself and justify your existence. You don't gotta justify a fuck thing, okay? Don't ask. Act. That's it. Don't ask for shit. Just act. And watch how much further you get. Okay, now I wanna talk about understanding yourself. Cause that's gonna help you with being misunderstood by others. It's also gonna help you not give a damn when other people don't understand. Cause when you fully understand it, like with gravity, you understand that's why you're not floating in the air, okay? We is all gonna die as human beings. You understand that, you get that. And you know that's the truth. So the peace that comes when you understand and you just get it, like, okay, yes, that's the truth. And I'm gonna sit here and have that peace about it. If y'all wanna fight about it, go ahead. I don't give a damn. I'm gonna go shopping. I'm gonna go to the Versace store. I'm gonna go buy some shit and have fun. I'm not gonna sit here and fight with you about, oh, gravity doesn't exist. Okay, let's be for serious. With understanding yourself and why you do shit, one of the biggest examples I have for myself is if you don't know why you do certain things, even if it's bad or if it's good, you're like, oh, I don't even know why I do that. Duh, you're misunderstood. As soon as you understand why you do what you do, good or bad, you're back in control. You're back in the driver's seat and you can wreck them if you want to. You don't even gotta stop to let them out. Just fling them out the door or hit them. So with me, being violent and being very angry was something that I didn't understand for a long time why I did. I didn't understand why I got so pissed off. I didn't understand why violence was always my first answer for a long time. Until I flipped it and I tried to understand why I do what I do. Instead of trying to prove how me beating the fuck out of you was justified, how don't you see it? Instead of fighting to like justify and get people to understand why I beat the fuck out of somebody, trying to flip it and understand why I did it changed things. And I got control over the violence and control over the anger where I wouldn't just pop off and freak out. So the real reason I was so violent and angry all the time and I couldn't control my anger was because I had a perception in my brain, how angry you respond and how violent you respond is an expression of how hurt you are. Because I learned early on in life, when people are hurting you or treating you bad, saying that you're hurt or crying does nothing. My life experience taught me the only way to stop someone from hurting you or to get them to quit is to hurt them and make them unable or make them afraid to hurt you. That was the only thing I had. I never had a situation where I cried and somebody showed me mercy. I had to grab myself by the nuts and just start being ruthless. And that's what finally gave me a sense of control. But that was my outlet of expressing that I was hurt. And when I was in that, I was all confused, misunderstood. I don't want to hurt nobody. I feel bad hurting people. I didn't understand how people couldn't see how much I cared. But me doing what I was doing was not showing that I care. Like, I would match it. As hurt as I felt inside is as physically hurt you would look. So I had that weird ass association in my head and was so confused. Why do people not understand? I also had the confusion of, don't you fucking know? Don't poke the bear at this point. Even if I used to get my ass beat, I was going down swinging. That was my way of like coping through the whole thing. But that whole perspective of trying to understand myself, why do I get so angry? Why do I attack people uncontrolled sometimes? And it was my only outlet of one, controlling how people treated me and stopping mistreatment and abuse, but two, it was my way of communicating how hurt I was. So finding new ways to stop people from doing shit and learning new ways to communicate that I'm hurt helped me not be as violent. There was a whole like different shift with the people in my life and everyone around me where it was like, hey, I kind of understand you now. Because I understood myself and I learned how to communicate better what I was feeling instead of using the only outlet that I learned from life. What life has taught you is not all that there is. So back in the day, for you to try and convince me violence is not the only answer, it's like fighting with a brick wall. You was never going to convince me because I was so justified in that. It's all I knew. Now, if we have a conversation about it, because I understand myself better, yeah, we could talk about it. There's other answers besides violence. I'm always going to say violence is an answer. It's a form of communication. If you can't figure something out by talking, okay, show who can stand there and handle what they're trying to do. Look at war. Look at anything. Violence is always going to be an answer. It's a form of communication. Is it always the answer? No. Is it always bad? In my opinion, no. I can have a way more level-headed conversation about this and be more understood because I understand what I'm trying to communicate and accomplish with what I'm doing. Does that make sense? I hope so. Okay, next point about being misunderstood. When I said you're here to set a standard for your life and how it's supposed to go, you are. Trying to shrink yourself to fit in is useless. The masses are lost. Most people lost. Little chewing on the playground. Fucking running around in the sandbox. Don't know what the fuck is up and what is down. It's trying to shrink yourself to fit in? No. Trying to drop your standards for what you have set for your life and how you want your life to go and who you want to be? No.
No.
I have an example. And I didn't even realize at the time when I was in college what was going on. But when I was in college, I had a sociology class. And one day we had a whole project where we went to the food bank and it was like a volunteer community service type thing. Everybody in the whole class, I'm the youngest in the class. I was 18 at the time. There's adults, grown people from 20 to 45 in this class. We go to the food bank. We go and we help sort food and pack meals for the families. We're there. We see a tour of the factory. We bring donations. Everybody's there. We're helping. We're contributing. We're there to contribute. At the end, the woman who worked there said something about a box of cookies if you want one. There was boxes of cookies and then there were cases of cookies with like 8 boxes in them, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I don't know if it was 8 boxes of cookies in a case or 10. Everyone in the class took a case of the cookies. That was my first time causing fucking hell and standing 10 toes down against like 40 something people. That has never and will never sit right with me. I left pissed off. When I went to class the next day, I stood up in the middle of class and said, "What the fuck was that?" We go to a food bank to go offer our time and make donations and help people who need help. And y'all gonna go take cookies, cases of them, over 40 fucking cases of cookies from a food bank. The teacher of that class messaged the company of the food bank and double checked to make sure it was okay that the class took the amount of cookies that they did. The instructor came back and was like, "Oh, everything was fine. They told us it was okay." They got permission to do what they did. Everybody felt a little better about it because they got permission that they were okay. Because apparently in the email when they came back, the food bank said, "Oh, we're only allowed to give so many boxes of cookies to the kids per the whatever guidelines of whatever food shit." I don't care what the guidelines of the health critics say. If there's children who cannot afford to eat, I don't care if the FDA or whoever the fuck it was says they can only have one box a week. I'll give you a case. Fuck the system. I'm going to buck the system. I will go and give cases to the kids. I don't care if it's against the guidelines. If you need food and you're hungry, I'm going to give it to you and make sure you got it. Adults, kids, whoever needed to come, cases for everybody. Not cases for everybody from this fucking sociology class who can afford to go buy whatever kind of food they want to buy. That's never sat right with me, and it's never gonna. And that's a perfect example of it doesn't matter the approval and the understanding from anybody. And I didn't justify or explain why I was never going to be okay with it. That's just what it is. I'm not going to explain myself why that was fucked up. If you don't see it, I don't care. When I say the masses are lost, they are. I've experienced it my entire life. So even if you got to stand up against a room full of 40 fucking adults, if that's the standard you have for your life, stand on it. Be the storm. Be whatever your soul is supposed to be in this life to be. The authentic reaction in myself was that. Even after 8 years of therapy, seeing counselors, self-reflection, all the shit that I've done in my life, my opinion still stands on how I handled that situation. Never gonna change, never gonna nothing. And I don't need nobody to try and sit here and justify to me why it's gonna be okay. Any of those people in that class to try and get understanding from me and make me approve of them, you're never gonna get it. So that's another perspective from the flip side of like, you don't need my approval to go on with yourself. You don't need my understanding and my approval that, oh, you're not a piece of shit to go live your life. All these people, it's 8 years. They all living, doing whatever they're doing now. I don't care. I'm doing what I'm doing. They're doing what they're doing. My approval, my understanding and my rejection impacted them zero. They're living, they're going on, they're doing their thing. And the same thing applies with you. Whoever's approval you think you need, you fucking don't. You can continue living regardless. Now I want to pose a little question. Now that we've talked about everything we talked about, what are you going to do different? What do you feel free from? What do you feel no longer obligated like you have to do? What focus just lifted off of other people and proven shit just came back to you? And where do you want to put that now? Now that you understand, you don't need this person to love you. You don't need other people to understand you. You can still get what you want. And what are you going to stop obsessing over? Because now you realize it's fucking useless. You just got freedom back. You just got yourself back. So your authentic self and you living your life however you want to live it does not require permission. You don't need understanding. It's nice to have it, but the more that you spend time just living your life and being who you are and not spending time trying to prove it to people who won't ever see it by being it and embodying who you are, that's when you line up with people who you don't have to say a fucking word to. They get it. They understand you. Understanding does not have to be earned. People are just going to get it. You know when you meet people and you're like, well, I feel like I've known you forever. They understand without having to try. That's someone who's actually going to be able to love you. The person who you feel like you have to convince to understand you to love you is never going to love you, ever. You never got to fight for love. You never got to fight for understanding. So if you feel like you're ready to rip your hair out, bad joke for me. If you're at that point, you're free to walk off. That's a dry fucking watering hole. Why are you still trying to get water out of it? Go find a watering hole that's got water in it. Leave the empty shit. Leave the dry shit alone. You're free to go be who you are. You don't need approval. You don't need acceptance. And as soon as you be like, okay, and you go for it, that is when the acceptance, the approval, the understanding comes in. Also the success. Also feeling good about yourself. Also being happy and living your life because you gave yourself the permission to do it. A storm only needs the permission from the storm to go hit. Fire only needs permission from fire to light. Nobody else gets to control it. No matter how mad or fussy or whatever they get, they can't stop you. All they can do is get in your head and make you doubt yourself. No more of that shit. All right? If you're a storm, go fucking be one. If you're a fire, light it up. Why not? What I mean by that is be yourself. Don't be over here lighting people on fire. Crazy. I get it though. All right, that's officially all I got for this week's episode. I feel like I've yelled enough. If you made it this far in the episode and you're watching this on YouTube, comment the little rain emoji I like to see who makes it this far into the episode. So if you're watching it this far, comment the rain emojis. Comment some kind of storm. If you want to be a fire, be a fire. Do a fire flame. If you're listening to the audio version of this on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, share it and shit. Also YouTube, share it. Put it in your little story on Instagram. I always go through and like everybody's stuff. I like to see what you guys say. But if you're listening to the audio version, hit the download button, like I said. Helps me a ton. Leave me a 5-stars rating too, if you don't mind. If you have something specific you want me to talk about next week, just leave a comment and let me know. I will be reading them. I pissed a lot of people off last week. There was a licensed therapist that got in my comments. As a licensed therapist, you're allergic to self-reflection. Okay, girl. Where'd you get your fucking license? Oprah, you get a license and you get a girl, please. But that's it. That's all I got for this week's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it made you feel a little bit more free. Everybody be safe. Take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.